Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and the purpose of my show is to gather experience and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have a question now. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning? Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and felt an intuition and been touched by an angel, had a near-death experience or something like that, or had a vision that resulted into the divine intervention that will result into you finding God in your life, how you intervened in your life and made a difference? So today's show is about dreams. Dreams of warning and wonder, but it's mostly about warning. Today's topic is about dreams and warning, and how you have dreams, and sometimes you can interpret it, and sometimes you can't. And I'm just going to tell you about my experience. I mean, I love you, divine listeners. I love you guys. I miss you guys, and I'm back. And I just wanted to talk about dreams and how you can experience dreams, and sometimes you don't interpret it or you don't know how to interpret it. But I'm just going to give you guys my experience about my dreams. I often dream throughout my life different events, different things that happen to me and to other people. And I just wanted to talk about that and tell you my experience about the dreams that I was having. And how I didn't resent it, but I didn't understand my dreams, because it felt to me that my dreams were, I want to say, bad dreams, you know. I don't know, but I don't want to use that, but I didn't understand them. I mean, they would come to me in different ways, like I would have a dream of, you know, I have a friend at work, a co-worker at work, and I had a dream of her father. This is about dreams. And I had a dream about her father died. He died in my dream. I didn't really know her father, but he died, and I woke up. And but I didn't understand it because I really didn't know her father. But the co-worker later on, maybe about a week or so later, had told me her father was in the hospital. But I'm thinking, you know, her father and myself, within myself, is not going to make it. But I didn't say nothing. I really didn't understand, but I was like, I don't think he's going to make it. But I didn't tell her what my dream was. I just kind of learned to kind of let it, you know, reveal itself. Anyway, the co-worker, my friend and co-worker, I think 2 weeks later, it might have been a week later, because these things happen rapidly. A week later, she told me, she said, my father passed. But I wanted to tell her father that he would make it in the first place because of my dream, but I didn't want to say them because these things happen, and sometimes they're just in dreams, and then you tell somebody your father will make it, and they make it, they get angry at you. So I just kind of learned to allow my dreams. But then I would have dreams of, you know, sometimes blood and stuff like that, or different things like that, and I'd call my brother and say, well, it's something around you, one of my brothers. I said, there was some blood or something going on. Something happened today. That's how it come to me. It seemed like it was always telling me something going wrong or something like that. Then he later said, "Person said it didn't happen." He told me it was a man got shot on his arm. So it was stuff like that. And then it was, you know, I would have dreams of not some good things. So I just kind of said, "You know what? I like this stuff." I was kind of resent. I like having these dreams. I didn't like the gift. And they said it was a gift, but I didn't like it because it was telling me stuff that I really didn't want to tell people, and it was bad. It felt like it was bad. So I was getting to sort of not time. And I still, you know, get me all with, you know, the other dreams that I have, but I was just, you know, learning myself and learning my gifts, because, you know, I wasn't really in the divine like I am now. I mean, I'm closer, but I was kind of scared of my dreams. I was kind of scared of myself because I didn't know where these things were coming from. I'm like, what is these dreams about? And why, when they come out, they're scary. I start feeling scary. So I don't want you guys to experience dreams or prophecies before it happened or anything like that. But if, you know, you guys want to share, you can always call at 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008 if you guys want to share. But again, this is about dreams and how I was afraid of them. I just wanted to have a conversation tonight on how I was just afraid of having my dreams and things that was not really clicking with me. You know, I know I have the space for it. I was always in the divine. I was always a prayer person, but I guess I didn't understand it. And I guess this, you know, and I have to ask myself, where did they come from exactly? Where did they come from exactly? And so everything is in the divine mind, the Christ conscious mind. This is where all the dreams, all the minds come together, where all the truth is at, where all, and that's just who we are, is at. And that's where all these things come. They come within God, within the divine. And so, and it's the consciousness, that's where he resides at. In the dream, you know, the other day, but this is where the spiritual world is what I want to say. And that it's not so much as warning you, it's so much as, it's not scary, but it's still scary to us that it's a public comment. And what is taking place at that particular moment, you know. And that to not be afraid of it, to not be scary of it, even though I am going to tell you guys some of my dreams. To not be afraid of your dreams, not be afraid of what it is. And if you are afraid, like I was, and you don't know how to, sometimes we have these things that we don't know how to interpret. We're just frightened. But I learned to ask God, the divine, to show me what is this dream about. And he will if you believe him and if you ask. But anyway, these dreams kept coming in a way where, you know, I dreamed of that. And then the same coworker, I just wanted to tell you how some of my experience. Her name, I ain't going to give her name, but the same co-worker a few years later after, I think her father passed in 2003. But anyway, she developed cancer and stuff like that. She's my, you know, close co-worker and friend. She developed cancer and I was trying to see did this cancer come back because it went into remission. And everything, and she wanted to see if the cancer came back. She said, "I need to go to the doctor." I was like, "Okay." And she said, "I need to, you know, see if this cancer is still here, or you know, if it's still present, or whatever." And I didn't think none of it because I've always prayed for her and stuff like that. Everything was always, you know, me in prayer. So I didn't think anything about it. So I go to sleep. And I could, in my dream, I could see where her cancer was at. I mean, I don't know where in it, you know, in her body, I could actually, just like I had a microscope or a telescope. I don't know what, you know, it just felt like I knew that she still carried cancer. I could see the cancer in my dream. And, it was white specks of it. On her body, you know, inside her body, it's like I could see it. And I woke up and I said, "Oh my God, you know, she still have it." But I don't want to say nothing yet again. I don't want to say anything. I just like, you know, I got to let this reveal itself. I don't know if this girl still have cancer or whatever, but, you know, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let her, you know, find out or whatever, if this is so. So, I guess a few days later or a week later or something, she tells me what I already know. She says, they said I still had cancer. I didn't say anything. I didn't say I had a dream. You know, I didn't say anything like that, you know. Divine listeners, I had to learn to trust this. Now, it's like something is with this. God has given me, this is a gift, but it seemed like to me it was always something bad. I was never, you know, I mean, it was some good, but then, you know, I just didn't understand why I'm beginning to resent this, because it's not good. But then I learned, you know, I'll continue to tell you these stories and stuff like that and tell you how I build to trust the divine that's within us. We have to, listeners and divine listeners, you have to trust the divine, you know, that's within, you know, whatever that's going on with your dreams and gifts and your intuitions and all that. You have to trust that God is giving you something good, not nothing bad. Because if you feel like it's bad or something like that, you feel like it's evil or whatever it is, you feel uncomfortable with it, you won't be, you know, God won't show it to you. I mean, you would shrink from it. You would not receive properly like you could. You won't be a channel to, you know, God, not warnings, but his gift to you to let you see what's coming, what's ahead. You know, it won't surprise you. God always, you know, on time, you know, and he's always telling you ahead of time what's going on so you won't be afraid or, you know, surprised. But I had to learn that, and I'm just telling you the journey that I experienced and that, you know, I needed to learn. So, yeah, you got to trust that and know that that's God. That's the divine talking to you. That's, you know, that's love. That's God talking to you. He wants you to hear this and know this information for a reason. Either he wants you to know it for a loved one, you know, he wants you to know this information for a reason. So, and I had to trust that, but I didn't always was able to trust it. So she told me, yes, she still had the cancer and everything, and that, you know, she needed, you know, to continue her chemotherapy and stuff like that. And I continue to pray for her, and she's doing, you know, much better in her, she's still, you know, dealing with it, but it was this thing that happened to me with these dreams. Yet again, it's more dreams, you know. And this is what I wanted to, you know, kind of talk about, the dreams that I got, that, you know, that dreams that are, you know, they're purposeful. They're for you. And that you know that this is the real reality. And this is the inner world seeking to express itself from you, through you, in truth, and that that is dreams are symbolic. Sometimes, you know, they can mean something, they can mean another. It's up for interpretation sometimes. And like I said, you have to ask God to reveal it to you, and you ask him to reveal it to you if you don't understand. I don't understand this dream, Lord. Divine listeners, I always ask God to just tell me what it is if I don't understand it. This is Karen, your host. But anyway, back to my dreams. So, like I said, these dreams are really, I find that over time, they're symbolic of something. Sometimes we understand it, sometimes we don't. And then it's up for interpretation. Sometimes you don't understand it, but sometimes you directly understand it. God show you just in plain English. You don't have to interpret it or anything. It's just there. And that's when I find out my dreams is when they're more vivid. That's when they come true, like in the next few days or something. Two or three days, I don't know. They seem like to come rapid when they're so, you know, vivid. But the thing is that you have to trust what you're seeing. You know, you just have to trust it. Sometimes you're just like, I don't know what this is about. You know, what is this about, Lord? You know, but I always ask the divine to, like I said, to interpret it for me. but it's just not to scare me. I realize it's not here to scare you. It's here to, I want to say, warn you or give you heads up of what's going on in your life or what's going on in a loved one life or what's going on in the world. It's an event that's coming, that's taking place. That's before, you know, the spiritual world is ahead of us. People don't know that. The spiritual world is way advanced, and it knows itself. It, God knows itself before it happens. So the divine is always talking to us. And like I said, the spiritual world is advanced. It's much more advanced than the physical world. And you have to know this. You have to know that God is ahead of us. He's ahead of time. And the spiritual world knows itself through us. So when we're getting these dreams and we're experiencing this and we don't know it, what's going on, but God knows what's going on. So you have to always consult the divine in this. And so once you know that, but I didn't know that. I mean, I did know it, but then I didn't know it in this kind of way. I was thinking, I'm scared. I'm scared of all these dreams that keep coming to me, and they're not good. I didn't think they were good, but then, you know, over time I had to trust that what I'm, you know, experiencing as a dream need to be revealed. It need to be told. But then, you know what I do? I don't tell my dreams. I really don't until they manifest. And then I'll say, you know what? It came to, so now I can say, you know, guys, I had a dream about that. But I don't really say my dreams. You know, what they are before, because sometimes they can be just a dream or they can be a vision or whatever. So I let them manifest themselves to me. And so that's what I do. But I'm just going to tell you a few more of my dreams, you know, and my experiences, and this is how I experience my dreams. And like I said, you know, anytime you want to, you know, call in and say your experiences of your dreams, but this is my experience. You can call in at 1-888-627-6008, but I'm still telling you my experiences. Father, I had a dream, another dream of this sounds crazy, but this is what happened. It was just a torso. It was vibrating. I did not understand the dream for none, but it was vibrating. It was an infant. It was like a baby torso. It didn't have no arms, guys. It didn't have no legs. It was just a torso. And it was glowing in my dreams, and it was vibrating. And it went there, and then I woke up in cold sweat. And I didn't know what this dream was about. It was kind of scary. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is this dream about? You know, divine, listen, sometimes you just don't know. You just don't know what's going on. You just really don't. And so it was a dream of that, and it was just vibrating, guys. It was just, and I'm like, what was that about? What was that about? And so I didn't say anything again. I didn't say anything about this dream and stuff like that. I was just, you know, allowing it, you know. I just said maybe this was just one of those dreams, you know. At the time, my niece, I ain't going to say her name either, at the time, she was pregnant, and we knew that she was having a baby and stuff like that, you know, and everything was supposed to be okay and all that. And so when, I make a long story short, but when she had her child, it was, I'm just going to tell you guys, it didn't have but one arm. I mean, it did have legs, but it was missing some limbs. And the poor thing only lived a day and stuff like that. But thank God, you know, his soul went to heaven and stuff like that. And it was a sad situation. But I'm just letting you guys know that God knows everything that's coming. He knows everything that's happening. And I guess if you're open to it, and I was open to it, I guess I was one of the family members that was open to it, I mean, spiritually, because you got to be open to it spiritually. And when that happened, I was like, whoa. But yet again, I was still thinking these are bad things happening. But then I had to change my perspective on it. But, you know, that type of stuff, that shook the whole house, you know, my whole family up. Losing a child, but yet you losing it and being that way when you were born. I mean, it's a precious soul. And don't get me wrong, you know, it's a precious soul. But it happened that way. And I could see these things happening to me. That's why I got this divine intervention show, to share these type of things. I don't know if these things happen to you guys out there. I don't know if there's any dreamers out there that get warnings of what's happening or events that's coming up, but I'm telling you, I know I'm not the only one that's receiving these dreams like this. So, yeah, that freaked me out in a way, you know, that, you know, God was telling me, this is real. You got to pay attention to your dreams. This is what God was telling me. You're telling me, wake up and pay attention to your dreams because they're real. They're coming true. And they're coming, you know, fast. And, like I said, I was, you know, scared of this type of, you know, thing that, you know, God is having me dream these dreams and different events that I was feeling. And so I just began to trust whatever that was coming through. I still don't tell, but I do trust more of what's coming, you know, to me and through me through my dreams. And I really look at dreams very seriously now that these things are happening to me. And I don't know if you guys have these experiences, but if you do, you need to pay attention to them. Pay much more attention to what's going on with your dreams. Pay attention to them. Because these dreams are events that's getting ready to take place. They're getting ready to happen. They're the happenings, and they're the edge. I mean, God, like I said, the spiritual world is very in effect. It's really stronger and more advanced. This is where everything comes from. We're just manifesting this stuff, you know, in physical. But the spiritual world is much more deeper, much more broader, and I can't even have the language for the spiritual world. But it's all that what is physical is spiritual. So it's ahead of its own time in manifestation. So you got to pay attention to the spiritual side. But, you know, this is what I'm saying. This is what, you know, excites me about things like this. This excites me about my intuition and my dreams and what's going on with me and with other people. And so I'm going to continue to share my dreams. So I had another dream. Guys, I be dreaming. But this is not nothing bad. This is a wonder dream. I say, you know, wonder and warning. But this dream, my niece and nephew, I got two nephews and a niece. Their father passed. Now, I wasn't really that close to him. But, you know, their father passed years ago, but I guess he knew they was going to be up this upcoming event for a family event. He knew that they were going to be there. And I dreamed their father had a conversation with me. Their father had a conversation with me. You know, with the bed. That's why I said people, you're not really dead, you know. Your spirit moved on. But he said, my kids are going to be at the event that's coming up. He talked to me, okay? And he was like, I want you to tell each and one of them. He had their names. He said, yeah, I ain't going to say their names. But he had their names and each of them, you know, that he said that to tell them personally that he said that he loved them, okay? He said to tell, you know, my daughter I love her, tell my son I love him, tell my other son I love him. I mean, we were having this spiritual conversation in my dream. So I got up and I'm like, what was that about? Because, you know, I'm like, what is that? This time it was no gore, no blood, no nothing like that. But it was, I was having a conversation with their passed away, passed since father. And I said, wow, you know, I'm not going to say anything. You know, but I had to say something because I had a direct message to talk to the loved ones. So So I think it was the 4th, and I went to the event, you know, out of town and stuff like that, and saw the nephew. And one nephew in particular is never at any event. But I guess, you know, the spiritual world knew she was going to be there, okay? And so this particular nephew is never at any events, but this particular nephew was there. And I guess his father knew he would be there. Matter of fact, I know his father knew he would be there. And so I went there and I told him. I mean, I obeyed. I mean, you know, especially with me knowing that this particular nephew was not usually be there. When he was there, he told me to tell him, and he told him, to tell them by name that he said he loved, and I did it. You know what I'm saying? Because it was special. This wasn't gory. This wasn't scary. This was love. And so it can come, you know, it comes in love too. And I'm not saying all of it is not love, but this was not, you know, nobody passing. So I told them, I said, listen, your father's got a message for you. And he said that he loved you. And I told my niece that. I told the nephew. I said, your father said he loved you. They said, well, where did you? I said, he came through to my dream. I was honest. They didn't think I was crazy because, you know, in our family, you know, we have, we're a divine family and we're spiritual. We know about it. We don't freak each other out. You know, we don't get excited about that. But I just told them in spirit that the Father loved them. It was a beautiful thing. We sat down and we talked, and they received very well. It's like, really? And they were happy to hear it, and it seemed to make their day that the Father would, you know, take the time out, I guess, in the spiritual world. I don't know, to say, you know, I love you, but it happened that way. And so that let me know that, okay, this is not all bad. I mean, let me pay attention to more of my dreams. Let me start, you know, sharing, and this is what it's all about. It's not about, you know, no judgmental of nobody's dreams or whatever. This is about love. This is about the divine. You guys, I'm so happy to talk to you all about. Y'all understand this. You all are divine beings. Y'all, you divine listeners. You all understand where I'm coming from. You're not afraid of this. But I'm just saying, if somebody else is out there that's afraid of it and, you know, say, I don't want this gift, I want you all to embrace it. I want you guys to embrace this gift as much as you can, because this comes from God. This comes from the divine. This comes from the Christ consciousness that's around you. And this is what God does. He shows visions. He shows dreams. He just, you know, he wants you to know what's going on. He's not trying to scare you or freak you out, you know, but I tell you this, if you fight it, if you don't want it, if you particularly don't want to be bothered or scared of it, it won't manifest in a way within you properly, because it can't. If you're got all these thoughts and things about it, it can't express itself. Meaning the divine can express itself in a divine way to you because you're afraid. You're not allowing it. And he's not going to force that on you. But, you know, you just have to relax and know it's God and say, you know, if you happen to have a dream like that, you know, embrace it. And like I said, if you don't understand it, you know, ask God, ask for guidance, ask for it. And sometimes I'm going to tell you something, divine listeners. You may not ever get an understanding of a dream. Sometimes you won't. Sometimes you can't understand it. I don't understand it. You know, it didn't, you know, manifest itself to me, or I didn't interpret it, or it wasn't shown to me where I understand. Some things you just don't understand down here. You're just not going to get understanding of that dream or that event, why it happened. And even if you do, you know, you still might not understand it after the event happened. If it's something that takes, you know, your loved one away from you, you still might got the warning, but it happened, but you still don't understand why it happened. Well, yeah, I got the warning that, you know, death is upon me losing a loved one. I don't understand it. We may not understand that, you know, we may not understand that. A lot of things I don't understand, but what I'm learning through all this and through all these dreams and through all these visions and intuition and stuff is to trust the divine. It's within. Trust it. Trust that it's not going to lead you to anything wrong. It's not going to lead you to nothing evil, even though on the surface it feels like, you know, this is not a good thing you're seeing, you know, with your vision or your dream. It is good because God wants you to know. He really loves you, and he wants you to know, and he wants you to be informed early so it won't come as a surprise. It won't come as a shock, you know. It's you know, you can have warning, or you can warn or others. Some warnings you can do something about. Something just has to happen. You know, some you can say, you can do preventive things and say, you know, God gave me this so I can prevent, you know, and you begin to pray over it, you can change it. But some things are just going to show up and it's just the way it is. I'm just showing you, you know, before time, I'm just showing you. And so you just need to know this for your information, and that's that. It's going down. That person is passing away. That person has got whatever. So you have to accept those things with the dreams and stuff like that. But dream and get my interpretations and understand myself, because this is what it's about, understanding and having more awareness, self-awareness about yourself more than anything. And then if you have more self-awareness about yourself, you can kind of explain it, express it to other people, or you can explain your dreams to other people, or you can say, you know, I had a dream of that. You know, I saw that coming, or you can even probably prevent some things. I don't know. I don't know all of it, but if you have a self-awareness and love and embrace what's actually coming through you and to you, and embrace your dreams and embrace all the things that's happening to you with love and gratitude. So be grateful for them. I'm learning to be grateful for my dreams because they help others and they help me. You know, I'm learning to be grateful to all the things that's going on with me, even in intuition and all the stuff that's going on. So This is what it's about. This is what divine intervention is about. God is intervening in your life and are showing you evidence before it happens. He's showing you before things happen. And this is what I love about it. I'm learning to love about it because I'm telling you, guys, I wasn't always, you know, so, you know, embracing about it, but I embrace it now because I know my God is telling me something. What is this about? What is this about? And it's not all bad. None of it is bad. It's just that you need to be in tune with it and learn from it and share it. And that way you can, you know, have prior knowledge. You have prior knowledge, listener. You will know what's going on. God is, you know, he's happy. He will tell you exactly what's going on, but you got to stay in tune. You got to want to, you know, listen and get into your dreams and get into yourself and share your experiences. And that's what I'm doing. I'm sharing my experiences. And so if you want to share your experience in your dream, you can call. But I'm just telling you what my experience is about. And I'm learning to embrace it and love it and experience in a way where I'm not afraid. Because, I was afraid. I'm like, I was going to say, you know, Lord, don't send me. I think I did say that. Don't be sending me nothing else because I don't want to tell nobody nothing bad. I don't want to see nothing bad. I don't want to, you know, get into no situation where it's just bad. You know, I'm seeing, you know, these visions, but I'm learning to accept these visions. I'm learning to accept my dreams and be, you know, be more, even more open, if that's crazy. God, if you're being more open, he's going to send you more dreams and visions, but I want to be more open. I want to be divine listeners. I want to be a portal to God. I just want to be open. And so God could move through me in the way he should, like he's doing now. Move through me so I can share my experiences and listen to others so they can share their experience so that, you know, I know I'm not the only one out here that's dreaming, that's experiencing God. This is divine intervention in effect. He's intervening in my life, and he's showing me. And so I'm here to share with you guys, and it feels great. It feels wonderful. So this is another story, guys. I mean, this is another dream. But, well, it's not one of those. Well, it's just a dream about my pet. I had a cat. You know, this is about my cat that I had a while back. This was years ago. But it was, I guess God was telling me how to save a cat. I don't know, but to save my cat. But anyway, I'll tell them and share this story. But anyway, I had a dream. This was three nights prior. I had a cat. His name was Genesis. And he was our little cat. But anyway, I had a dream that there I was in my dream, sitting on my couch. I had my niece, my nephew. I had several people over. I had my sister, and my two sisters, and I had both knees. And we all were sitting around in this dream, around, you know, in the front room. And my cat, Genesis, went off in my dream. He took off. He went outside my walls and my curtains. He was going crazy. In my dream, my cat went, just took off. I don't know, just took off in my dream. And so I woke up and I said, oh, what was that about? Because I never know what these dreams is about. I didn't know why my cat would take off or what kind of dream this was. So anyway, guys, 3 days later, here it is in the setting, guys, just like it was. Now, this dream came out exactly like it. I'm sitting in the, you know, on the sofa. I'm sitting down. My sister there, my other sister, both knees were there. There it was. It happened, guys. It really, the cat took off for real. He took off. He climbed my walls. He was just going back and forth. And everybody was like, what is wrong with this cat? What is wrong with Genesis? What is wrong with this cat? And so, and then we found out what was wrong with the cat. My niece, that was about, she had to have been about 18 then. She put a collar on the cat, but there really was not a collar. She put a bracelet. Now, the bracelet's for your arm, your small part of your arm. She put the bracelet on his neck and snapped it. I don't know what she was looking for, because she thought it would be cute around the cat, but it was not cute. That cat was suffocating. That poor cat was dying. God was telling me through my dreams to help my cat, because my niece is nuts. She put that bracelet around his neck, and he was choking to death. And so finally, my brother, you know, just saw what was going on, because he was suffocating, and we were praying for him, and finally unloosed the cat, and the cat was free, and I felt so much better. The cat lived, guys, but that was God warning me. But, you know, the cats and the dogs, God loves too, you know. And he was warning me, your cat is going to be in trouble. You need to help him. But it was so vivid, guys. It was so vivid with this dream that I had to help my cat. I had to help, you know. Well, I didn't rescue him because I didn't know about my brother. But God was warning me what I'm saying in this dream of warning, dream of warning, to help my cat. And he showed me the setting, how it would be, and to help. Okay? So, you know, like I'm saying, pay attention to dreams, you know, and when I have them vivid, they come very fast. It's like they manifest a couple days later, week later. So I have all these dreams within me. And now I just embrace God. And the point is to embrace God, the divine that's in you, just sharing these dreams, just sharing you these dreams. Don't fight them. Just let them and allow them to be. And share them if you can, but I never do share them beforehand because I don't know if this is a weird dream I'm having. So I just kind of let it manifest itself, and then I say, you know what, guys? I had a dream that that happened, and that's how I do it. And so I just say, let your dreams be, and don't be afraid. I mean, the message is don't be afraid of like I was. Allow them to be. Let God work through you. Let the divine work through you. And, you know, divine listeners, don't be afraid of your gifts. Don't be afraid of them. You know, God gave you these gifts for a reason. You may have something where you see visions, where you're not sleeping, but you see visions during the day. You may have some other intuition that hits you, whatever. Whatever way God worked through you, don't fight it. Don't fight it like I did. I learned to love it. I learned to embrace it. I learned to be happy with it. I mean, you know, I'm not happy seeing nothing bad happen, but I'm saying knowing that God is nurturing me and telling me what's going on beforehand and that he's loving me enough to give me information prior to what's going on. And so, therefore, I embrace it. So, divine listeners, I want you to embrace your gifts. I want you to love your gifts, love God for giving it to you, be grateful for it, and you know, I don't know, you can share them. I mean, it's good to share. I just say I don't share them until they manifest, and then I'll admit it because it might be just a crazy dream. But then, you know, you can do it the way you feel. I just do it that way because I have a lot of dreams that don't come past, and they're just kind of crazy dreams. But for the most part, if they vivid and they, and I'll tell you this, how I know that it could be something, and I'll share this with you too, that when you have a dream and it's vivid and you wake up and you're feeling, it's like, how did you feel in that dream and how did you feel when you were awake, you know, from that dream? How did you feel and how did you awake from that dream? And that's really kind of tells me it's a feeling. And sometimes it's a strong feeling. Sometimes it's a worried feeling. It's a something, but it's some type of feeling that I have. So that's kind of what I go on. Because I have goofy dreams too. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a crazy dream. I'm not going to even, some dreams I don't remember. But usually it's vivid. There's a feeling with it, and I'll wake up with some type of feeling. Another quick dream, and I'm just going to go. I had a dream of me without breath. I couldn't breathe. I woke up, I don't know what it was. I was out of breath. I was trying to catch my breath. Oh, I was really trying to catch my breath, guys, and I couldn't breathe. I was wondering, what is wrong? And my heart was beating when I woke up. I found out, I didn't know what that was about. I said, I don't know what this is about. But, okay, a week or so later, it was one of my sisters, one of my relatives. She was having problems breathing. She was in a stairway. I could see that she, because I had a vision, and she was in a stairway. But it was me in the stairway. Sometimes it comes as you. It was me in a stairway having problems breathing, going down the stairs. But I didn't know what that was about. I thought it was me. I didn't understand it, but it was my sister that was having problems in the stairway. But anyway, I just wanted to say that to you all quickly about my dreams and that I really trust that God's working through me and from me and that it is a gift and that, and yeah, the sister was, she was okay. She was helped, but I just knew what that was about through the dream. So I just wanted to say that does it for us now. And my next show would be June 16th on a Saturday, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and that the conversation won't stop. We're going to continue this divine discussion. In the meantime, you can contact me at DIV from dark to light at gmail.com. Like I said, DIV from dark to light at gmail.com. And that you guys were great, my divine listeners. And good night, and God bless you.